All right, everybody, welcome to Prima Nocta. I am Toop. I'm sitting here with Loaf to my left, and today we have a very special guest. When we were asking to him how he wanted to be described, he said, just Leone. So we have Mike Leone, who is just Leone.
There you go.
Michael, welcome.
It's good to be
welcome
to the show.
Welcome.
So what are we doing here? Like explain to me how this whole thing happened with you guys. Just give me a little.
Whoa! I can't be interviewed.
Why not?
I'm joking.
We're relaxed.
You want me to take the reins on this one?
You take the reins, motherfucker.
You know, something about this kid. I mean, we talk a lot. We bust a lot of creative balls, me and him, so we've kind of been wanting to do something.
You know, right.
We've even talked about maybe like writing the script.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about something.
My brother
writes a screenplay on the side.
All right.
So I listened to another podcast, the Joe Rogan Experience, and one of the things he says in there is if you're a writer and you're having people aren't really listening to your shit, podcasts are a good way to go. It's almost like a free...
Get everybody involved.
People hear who you are. Now people
I like
know
that.
Who Leone is. I mentioned it to my brother. He says it's not
Why
his
not?
Thing, but he said you're more
right
in line for it. I mentioned it to him. Where to go?
I can't write anyways. When I write and go to read it back, it sounds like, you know, it reads like a third grader saying it.
Out of this stuff that we're doing, all the recordings, you can all these great stories incorporate it into the, into the mix, right? Why
that's,
not?
That's the thing.
Why
we
not?
Don't have a lot of like celebrity people doing, but the people we know are awesome. So if we can have guys like you, and we had
awesome people.
Pete Bianco on before, and we're going to have some other great people lined up in the future.
Artists.
Yep. Musicians. It's.
How about politicians? Would you ever go like that route with it?
Yeah, it depends on the politician. And,
you
know,
got a lot to say to a politician, too.
You
can
say a lot.
I would, depending on the politician. And, you know, I don't know if I'd want to have like some, you know, I guess I'd have somebody in my house. Would you have a politician in your house?
Oh, yeah, depending I'd love to have a politician in my house.
I would do a podcast.
Extra attention.
The thing is with me, I would want to really have my ducks in a row. And every
yeah,
now
oh,
and
absolutely.
Then, the grease ball in me comes up and I'm making up statistics that
but
never
why not,
happened.
Though? But
4 out of 10 told me that they would give me a cutting of water. You know what I mean? So and it's,
you knew it. It doesn't matter.
True, but I think I can be debunked by
some
guy.
Interviewing is fun. Getting, you know, now that we're planning a little more and like we're actually taking some time, the interview process is kind of fun. And I'm a fucking idiot. I got a master's degree, but it's in fucking health education.
What
the
difference does that
you
make?
You mastered in slatting cock slapping.
I have a PhD in cock slapping.
There was a lot. I mean, back in the day, there was a lot of cock slapping going on.
So
I mean, but you know, it's all good, clean fun, though. I mean, what
absolutely.
Do you do?
It's all good, clean fun.
It's
wicked
absolutely.
Clean.
Now let's just bring this back a little bit. And you lead off.
Okay.
I know you're. I can
no,
tell
you
the
know
direction
what?
You were heading in.
Leone is a... Do you want to talk about your job on your podcast?
I mean, we could... I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean,
okay.
Who you are.
Or,
I mean, if you're putting yourself out there in the world...
Because you've been... You know,
we don't have to get too detailed about it.
We have a
right.
nice past together,
yeah.
and that's why
yeah.
we wanted to bring you on. We were college... we met in college, mm-hmm. and, you know, part of the interview I wanted you to talk.
Right.
Because you started in New York as a younger kid, right?
Right.
Auburn, New York.
Yes, Auburn.
And family splits up when
mm-hmm.
you're pre-teen or teen.
It was the third grade, fourth grade.
Okay, so you
but they
young.
Were never really together before that anyway, so it's kind of like, it was always like a scattered memories of you know, living in one place to another. So it was whatever. So,
so
the
you
official
go? Where
split
you
was
go from Auburn to California.
California. After
how, in the middle.
After
didn't you go to the Sandusky summer camp? For, I'm just kidding. To keep going.
For the gifted insane.
Didn't you
yes,
stay
I,
for,
did, I did, yes. And then Sandusky was... It was a hell of a mentor, I'll tell you right now.
So then you went to Cali.
You know, the thing is, like, if we're going to be in a space where you're screwing around, it should be okay to be able to just kind of joke about whatever. I think so.
Absolutely.
You know
absolutely.
I mean?
What he did was absolutely terrible.
Well, I mean, come on. Yeah, I mean, that goes without saying. And you're not even trying to say, like, to make light of the actual situation.
No. I was talking about you being penetrated. I didn't want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was talking about you being in the Sandusky camp.
Make no
escape.
No, I would not, no.
So, I didn't mean to interrupt, so you were in California.
And so then I moved to California.
SoCal or Northern Cal?
I was in Silicon Valley. So, it was right in the mix where everything was happening for, you know, .com era, and it was like, there was... It was amazing.
You went to like a high school with no outside high school type of thing?
Yeah. The high school we walked for some of the parts of the school, you walked outside to get to the classes. And, you know, but it really wasn't a really super warm climate. It was mild all year round and get cold. But what was for me, and I remember when I first went out there, it was ninth grade in English class, and they're like, what do you, you know, tell about your life, you know, one of those things. And the paper that I wrote was Culture Shock. And the main reason was because I go out to California, and you're in a valley with, you know, 5 million people. And it's like, you won't go from a town like Auburn, and you're a young kid, and like, you see this, and now you're in it all the time. Like, that's
that must have been unbelievable.
But in a school, though, it wasn't just like white kids, black kids. It was the Vietnamese kids who couldn't speak English, the Filipinos, the Hawaiians, the Tongans, Samoans, the Mexicans.
What, how old were you when you transferred?
There was ninth grade was my first entry.
Real point. Easy time to move.
Oh my god, this is pretty much the toughest time period you can run a golf. Yeah,
but you know, I had a good
smooth transition.
Smooth, totally. Nice job, mom and dad.
Didn't fuck us out.
Love you guys. Not at all. It didn't set.
Listen, it's not like you made a bunch of friends at ninth. By ninth grade in Auburn, you weren't already well established and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
I was in Auburn. I was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's
like you the know first what I mean? Time to go. Yeah. I was voted the most unforgettable and the
I wonder how many of those kids still remember you.
They do. Oh my god, I'm still friends with those guys. But it was, you know, I mean, like, I was that kind of kid. It was, you know, I hung out with everybody, and then I moved to the other side of the country. I don't know anybody. And so I'm there, and it was just like, what the fuck am I doing
that
out here?
That must have been
so
crazy.
What I did, this is what I did, is I started playing football, because I always played football growing up.
Were you wrestling?
Pop Warner. And this was before the wrestling. Yep. I played Pop Warner football in Auburn. It was something I latched onto. Okay, so everyone always said, Mike, why are you such an angry kid? What? I don't know. Why are you such an angry kid? You know, that's a whole nother topic. Take forever to go through that one. But I channeled it through football.
Yeah.
And I was an inside linebacker, and I would just really, I'd crush people. I still have coaches to this day. They talk about seeing me the way
in
I
his
was.
Mind, he has those coaches.
I swear to God, those guys, why I got to bust my balls about?
Listen, for those of you who can't see him, he's built like a brick shit house. Yeah.
But besides the point, though.
His ears scare babies and could probably be younger
so
guys.
You were so did you play out there?
So what happened was, so then I go out there, and I'm real timid that first year, and I go out for the football teams. Like, I got to get involved. This is what I like to do. And I was going to play in Auburn anyway. So, okay, I go join the football team in Santa Clara High School, be a Bruin. And the first three, 4 weeks of practice, like, I was just getting slaughtered. I was just, like, real timid. Mm-hmm. And I just was out of sorts. And then eventually I was like, okay, I'm living here. This is what I'm doing. Yeah. I got, you know, I felt like I was kind of just falling to the wayside. And I'm like, I got to step my game up. And there's that one day at practice.
It's time to make some little Manny's face bleed.
I went after it. I played like I knew how to play, and I was just started fucking crushing guys again. You know, guys double my size. And it was like, it was fun. They played my little linebacker, and then I started playing offensive line. I did everything. Played
so did that kind of cohesion give you some friends?
Yeah, absolutely. Then from there, then I started wrestling.
Yeah.
Because I was either going to do the basketball team or I was going to do the football team. Or excuse me, the basketball team or the wrestling team.
You playing basketball? If I got to watch your body play
probably
basketball,
probably a great.
Now.
He's a great athlete.
I wasn't
we
bad.
We shot around today, and
I wasn't bad.
I suck, and I made.
I'm fucking
good
terrible at basketball.
He beat me on a horse twice.
So you learn how to wrestle out there.
I wrestled a couple years in Auburn. The teaching that I had, the coaching really wasn't that good, so I had to relearn everything. I was doing things ass backwards. And I got to.
Was that team good?
It was really good. Yeah, we had some nationally ranked kids, cool. High school All-Americans on the poster, right? We had a couple guys. I don't know if anyone actually made the poster, but there were the names underneath, the other faces on there. And it's a big deal in the wrestling world, right? And so, I was like, if they're going to join the basketball or the wrestling team was really good, got into it, and just went.
That was it.
And I committed myself for the next 4 years of just doing that.
You just fucked the football part.
I played JV. I was a small guy though. You know,
yeah,
like
that's why I
wrestled. 125 pounds.
Yeah.
90 pounds wet in eighth grade, ninth grade.
You know, and then like you see who the varsity team is playing. These are monster kids. I mean, there's a big area out there, and you know, I was like, I'm not gonna put my ass out there. Maybe even start.
The thing I noticed with wrestling though is, the people who did it. It's like if you play football, I think the memories stay with you forever, but that eventually goes away. The kids who I've met, I've wrestled. It's like. Wrestling stays with their body, even if they don't keep up with it. It's like it never leaves. It's like
it's part of who you are.
It's like something they learned as a kid, and their body will always do it forever. Like you're not gonna
it's
like
a memory.
It
falls
great.
Into that. Some people do that, and you can
if you could only keep your conditioning. If that stayed too, that'd be fucking awesome.
Well, you can.
You
well,
can. As he dips.
Yeah, right.
I'm talking about my lifestyle.
A little cutty for the.
A little cutty and water.
Yeah, you guys. You
started muttering picky.
But hey, let's talk about that for a second. What is it to get into drinking and enjoying, you know, everything that life has to offer? Why do we do it? You know, why does anybody do it?
Well, certain, go ahead.
We have interactions, right? So we break pause, we have fun, we talk.
Yeah, right.
So we have a few beers, we get a little more loud.
Is that
easily amused, more laughter. Right,
our families always did it. I mean, so it's like, do we fall into that too?
There's that. There's another theory.
It's fun to drink.
That I learned about in class. Enjoyable. Like I said, some things I like about what, if because I'm a sociology major. Some of the things I learn. Mm-hmm. One of the things Karl Marx says is that
boozing. We love fucking quoting Karl Marx.
Well, some of the things he says, man, boozing is, they call it the opiate of the masses because the workers. That's why you'll see in every shit punk town, there'll be the bar on the corner.
Yeah, right.
Because people who are working and really not getting anywhere need something to numb themselves from their conditions. That's what his theory. You don't have to agree or disagree. Or
they enjoy social interaction with their boys.
And that's also... want to throw some darts. Asking why do we do, and that was one of the concepts that I've heard of that. Like, obviously, it trickles down to it being fun for people, but for some people... It could be a numbing of life.
Yeah. So Marx was Marx was a little more industrialist in his line of thought.
He was more like materialism.
Yeah, right.
That's what he was, materialist.
So he's not talking about the guys going down at the joint, have a couple beers and relax and chum it up. He's talking about
using it to forget about the fact that your life kind of
you got to punch in at 8 o'clock every morning.
Because was he for it or against it?
He just thinks that it was part of what we did when we moved into the city and started working for wage labor and kind of lost the things that we find creative. It just went along with just working for wages and just getting by and being part of the whole cycle.
So is that why the stereotype of like the Russian culture right now, it's like so dominated by like excessive vodka and alcohol?
I don't know. Abuse? You know, the thing is, I've rolled with some different people like Russians who they drink it like... I think it's different over there. It's like water. They just, they toast to you. They toast to you. I used to know this girl's father was like an oil guy. And he was like, she's like, they all toast to that piece of paper right there. But it's more like a social thing. Yeah. And they don't get fucking like, but they're not fighting in front of fucking on Varick Street.
They still get
like,
bombed though.
They get bombed. They still get bombed. Russian people. Yeah. I really do. They're cool.
Yeah.
I do. I like the Russians. I met some good ones up in Vermont.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're solid people.
Competitive.
Yes.
Right,
it's a tough breed.
They're guys. If you go toe to toe with them,
and it might just be because of Drago. Yeah.
Well, Sambo.
Maybe Drago did have a lot.
Drago is like the Jaws for Russian.
Yeah,
people,
but you know what? He was a honky looking though. But some of the Russians, they're look all kinds of
I don't even think he was a real Rushki. The real, I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I turned the computer on, but I don't want to fucking.
Well, they've got Sambo too, which is a submission.
Yeah, yeah.
A submission wrestling. Absolutely. They're all footlocks. A lot of the good footlocks from jiu-jitsu came from Sambo.
Sambo guys. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We used to have this guy. I used to work out with these wrestlers, and we had this one kid. I forget what his name was. It's not even worth saying, but he was this big Russian dude. He was fucking big, and he wrestled in Russia. But I don't know what he
did. He have a tinge? Did he have a little smell about him?
No, he had a different
smell.
Not to
be disrespectful.
No.
But sometimes I've just been the Russian guys, man. They're a little right at times.
Maybe it's not that they don't just. He was up to something. He would never do warm ups, and he was big. Like he would just like sit there and
big
wait
like
for us.
Like heavy or
like just like a
like
big
strong,
huge dude.
Strong guy.
He'd guess and like you can catch him in trials, but like he would only sit and wait. But then he came on like a bear, dude. Like he'd grab you and try to throw you all over the fucking place.
Yeah, right.
But then he'd be like, I need to go down to. He didn't respect anybody until you submitted him.
No,
and once
you
submitted him, he knew like you can catch him with something. But he's like, I need to go to Chicago, and he'd give you this look and he'd start laughing and you're like, what's gonna happen in Chicago? And then he did it a couple times and he never came back. They're crazy.
Yeah.
They could stretch a dollar like you've. I knew a lady, like that she just
How the fuck did we get on Russians?
But I don't know. But If we're being honest here,
we just let it live.
I shouldn't say that over the radio, but they'll take cash and they'll fucking sock it like you've never seen. Seriously, buy a condo, $100,000 condo with like ones and fives. They can save, dude, and they're sending money home.
Yeah.
So what is that? That's a mark of industrious people, then, right?
It's a mark.
People are
family
sacrifice.
Workers. They work, man.
My buddy's going out with a Russian girl right now. She's a doll. And he's like, she works like 10 men. She came here alone. Girl's like 126 pounds. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Came here alone, works like 10 men, sends money home. Like, they send it back because, they, you know.
On the right.
It's just, that's,
I think there's a part of us in this culture here that we don't respect our elders as much, you know. And I think in other countries they all live together. They don't let the old people just rot away, you know.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I kind of had a little thing with respect today at the went to go pick up the food. So I'm there at the counter, right? And I'm sitting there and I'm waiting. There's a couple girls behind the counter. They're talking to each other. And then eventually one of them goes, and can I help, who's next? So I'm there a couple minutes first. And another girl, she had walked up at this time. So I was there. Claire was there first. And then she goes, can I help, who's next? And this girl goes, yes, I just need to get my takeout order. And I'm like, I was actually here first. And she goes, and the girl behind the counter goes, excuse me, sir, it's ladies before gentlemen. And I thought to myself, I was like, why did I just experience that? It's like, that other girl knew that I was just standing there.
Yeah.
Right? And then she still had to go and jump up first because she thought right, she's just going to take her. I can understand where she's coming from. But what if you're standing next to somebody in line and she kind of like respect the fact that they're there first? You know what I mean? Like, I just kind of would think that you would.
I agree.
And then the other girl behind the counter, probably at the same age, ended her school together. I mean, you know, the younger girls. To say that to me, like I was trying to be, I wasn't trying to be an asshole. I was making an observation.
You're an asshole anyway, unfortunately, in that situation.
Yeah, because you're dealing with two girls.
If you don't say something, you're like, you know, all day, she should know. I mean, someone, you shouldn't skip people in line. It's just, I would never do that. Other than, like, maybe.
You say just because they're girls?
Yeah. Well, you're dealing with two, he's outnumbered. I mean, they'll never be right.
We all love the girls, and we all, you know.
Yeah, but you're never right with them.
It's hard for you.
If it's you against two chicks and they're on one side of the argument and you're on the other side, it's going to be a long afternoon.
If it's you versus two chicks, there's an argument and you're not Peter North, you're in a lot of fucking trouble.
This is very sexist right now. This really is. I'm thinking I feel uncomfortable.
Or burn your bra. Well, you know, that's the thing, though, on a sexist tip. It's like, well, then it's ladies before gentlemen. But if you pull that in another realm, then you'd be an asshole for treating her like a lady.
It's like the tie goes to the runner, right? Both running, right?
Right.
It's a girl. She's going to get it. She's going to, right? Yeah. She wins that case. If you're walking up together, but if it's, you know what I mean? Something as obvious as that.
You know, I think people do that.
Is that going to bother you for the remainder of the evening? Or are you
gonna... No, I just had a fight to bring it. I brought it up to the bartender, too, as I was waiting to get the food back here. But anyways, go ahead.
People are fucking douchey. So I was at the gym yesterday, and there was this kid who
looked
like
you weren't
Andy
really at the
Hill.
Gym?
No, not the jiu-jitsu, like the regular gym. Our kid who looked like our buddy Andy.
Yeah.
But bigger.
Andy Hill?
Yeah.
He doesn't care. Pussy, right?
Yeah. Well, we'll call him Pussy. He's our... So... Oh, nice. Wait. Cannoli? And this kid was like a big old doofus. And he had like a circuit going, right? And he was on the... He was on like that... that machine, that Smith machine that goes up and down, it glides.
Yeah, sure.
So I've been practicing doing this one, like a one-legged squat. And you can hold the bar and help yourself get up and down.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you mind if I work in with you? Or I need to get in here. Like, how many sets do you have? And he was kind of a douche about answering me. I wasn't a jerk. And I'm super over. And I'm like, oh, it's cool. And he's like, you know, but work in if you need to, bro, type of thing. And then he just, like, took his time. And he's making calls and everything. And I was patient because I'm like, I'm not going to make. Look, we're not Eddie Molly. I'm not going to make a scene. But I wanted to be like.
Oh, wait, what
fucking,
was that? What
do
was
your four anyway? Rounds with your fucking bench with the Smith machine, you pussy, gliding up and down, okay? With your floppy, stupid hair, and fucking hurry up and let someone else get in there, bro. I'm not trying to sound like a tough guy, but it was a prick move.
What's right is right.
But people just, sometimes they make them prick moves.
Yeah.
They cut in on you just for, you look, I got my real estate license for shits and gigs. No, stepbrothers. but, you know, but people do these fucking things, and it's like, just... Wait your lane turn. I don't care. You know,
that's even a bigger theme in itself, though. Is what's with, like a lot of times, big problems in the world between people. Even it's all from a lack of respect.
Respect.
That's it. Sure. That's the first and foremost. You know, if you can't respect the other person's argument or what they're saying, or
and it's based on sight half the time, where you haven't even had an interaction with someone. They're looking at you, or you're looking at them, and you're sizing them. They're sizing
you. We didn't like each other at all, I could tell you right now. And like, I just wanted that. Once he did that, he kind of had like that ratty red face from the Christmas story. Remember that kid from the Christmas story? And I, not to sound like a fucking meathead, but I was just like, I was like, what a fucking asshole. Just do your set.
But you didn't do anything about it.
You know what? I worked right in with him.
Exactly.
I kept fucking,
okay.
Was right in his wheelhouse until he left.
In your mind, he was like in the finals with you at the Northeastern.
But here's the thing. You gotta gauge that shit because you can't be flying off the fucking. Every time I kind of pseudo fly off the handle and nothing happens, I walk away from it and I take a breath and I'm like,
which is hell.
Thank God nothing just happened. It happens to me all the time. Thank God nothing just happened. I was like so committed too, and then nothing happened, and I'm like,
you know why?
My God, I didn't get arrested. Or
you know why? You know why? Because you're a fucking wop. That's why. That's your problem. You are. What are you gonna do?
You know, to be honest with you, I've been meditating once a day to keep it down.
Keeping the Guido on the down low, are you? You have something. You got to park.
You got to do something with it.
That's where Kundalini came from.
Right. It's a Kundalini rising. It's an Italian Kundalini rising. And I also want to. I sage smudge all the way up. You know,
from the root of the tutor.
So. Then
I want to go back into the story.
Right. Oh, okay.
We were talking about, right. So you're in California playing, you get into wrestling.
One other question. I don't mean to digress. You're in high school in California. Yes. Quickly. Did the puss just get? Leaving Auburn, which I'm sure there was beautiful girls of your age. Yeah, sure, did you just like now all of a sudden you look and there's like beach? I mean, was it just that? Must have been insane.
Most of my high school experience was from the inside of a gymnasium.
Yeah.
That's what I did. I went to Santa Cruz a few times. And, you know, we did a few different things time to time. But we were young kids, though, too. You couldn't drive. You're not, you know.
But is it like you think coming from the East, like, man, high school, you know, when you're in high school. When I was in high school, you see a karate kid. You're like, man, it must be loaded with blondes out there.
So, I mean, what the hell is the kid's name in that? Pat Merton? No.
Oh, Ralph Macchio.
Ralph Macchio. He went to Wilcox High School, which was the other high school in Santa Clara, the high school that I went to.
You know
to.
What? He's on Twitter. Not that I got to bust his balls when he's on Twitter. Like, one time he said something like, at the Jersey Beach with my family, life is good. And I was like, just keep your fucking guard up. I swear to God. I was like, just keep your fucking guard up, because if the Cobra Kai show up, you don't want to get faded in front of your wife. You know, and then I texted him back, and I was like, some asshole. I tweeted him, like, some asshole had to do it. And on that, like, I can't.
He gets it all the time. He must get that all the time, yes. Bro. Does he?
He must. He's a fucking karate. So anyway, I just had to ask, was the girl thing like you think it is? Mm. And obviously, there's a bunch of hags.
Now, let me tell you about that. So I was a young guy. I didn't really, again, I was more about the athletes than about the women. But this is the thing. You know what it opened up my eyes to personally? Because all the different nationalities that we had at the high school, mm-hmm. I mean, you just saw these different types of beautiful women everywhere. And it was like, it was holy shit. Like,
you guys not just a way. Jerking off. Just keep going.
You got it. The girl I fell in love with was, her name was Rena Wang. Or I shouldn't say that.
It's all right. It was years ago.
All right, so eventually some point, whatever, we won't use names and all that. But anyways, so with her, I really loved her and I cared about her, and it was just a Korean girl, you know? How did that happen?
Yeah.
But it just kind of clicked. And so you're asking Rita about Wang. The women. Wang. Loved it.
Poor girl.
She's such a sweetheart too. Such a nice girl. She's done, you know. How about that whole Facebook thing? You can stay in touch with the old girlfriends and Facebook. All that.
I cut it. I couldn't take it anymore. Yeah, it was too much. You know what? I liked it. Old girls can't see me. A, now they can just hear me. And
B, yeah.
But it got to be like, it's too much. You know, hearing some like horror from high school, like put up another thing about how angels, you know, or something like some horror quote Mother Teresa. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. And I got to tell you feel like a fucking 10,000 pound fucking elephant.
Some whore talking from high
school. Some whore quoting like.
And there's only four girls you knew from high school, so they're all sitting listening. Like,
if it's one of you whores.
That's how to grow the audience base right there. Let's go right out.
But anyway, so.
I understand.
That's how you can
keep
listeners.
It. Yeah, absolutely. You keep in touch with people that way. It's good,
Which is fantastic for that. But at the same time, though, if it creates anxiety, you know, what are you going to do that shit for? You know what I mean? You shouldn't do it.
My girlie cut hers, too, because it was the same thing. She was just going on. She's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
but it
then...
It was nice to see Rena on there, and she'd done so well. We kind of talked a few times. Just innocent stuff. You know, just how you doing, you know? That's all.
The Rogan thing where he's the guy on the phone.
you can smell fear. Right. He's just, hey, you're in town? Hey, it says here that your status is complicated.
That shit is brilliant. We'll have our whole podcast just be his thing.
I know. But, you know, it's whatever. You respect people. And, anyways, So it's nice to think about what happened right in high school. So another thing about high school, I made a lot of friends, you know, different nationalities. And my last year, I wound up teaming up with two guys, a Samoan and a Tongan, and they're big, just these dark skinned big guys. And yeah. So it was like hanging out, like they're 6 foot and I'm, you know, 5'5", and like I'm paling around with these guys.
Yeah.
You know, riding around my Delta 88.
So you grew to like California.
Oh, yeah, I did. But when it came time to go, it came time to go.
And another reason you were probably friends with the people from all the other different nationalities was because you were a WOP out there.
But this funny thing, though, you said it, because I didn't think that I recognized that really that much a part of my life until I actually came back home.
Yeah.
And reconnected with the family. And I thought, you know, oh, shit, this is really who I am, yeah. You know, and you get into it, and you...
You went right from high school right to Syracuse?
Mm-hmm. Came back.
Did you come back to that area because that was close to home? And...
Yeah, that's why. Because I was either that or Iowa State. That's where I was going to go.
Which had the better wrestling?
Oh, Iowa State by far.
Yeah. Iowa State.
Number five. Bobby Douglas and the assistant coach there at the time. Totally drawing a blank right now.
I know. You guys must have been two peas in a pod from when you met each other, right? You must have liked each other right from the start.
Yeah, right away. Yeah, it was a little thing. No, actually, I couldn't stand the first time.
We got in a fight playing like fucking Sega.
Yeah, I don't know. You were doing something stupid. I remember the earlier in the day, you were in the Cherokee. You were driving us around. And like somebody said something and I chimed in, maybe said something funny or trying to or sounded stupid.
So you were in his truck.
In his truck and he wanted to cop an attitude. Just like not cop an attitude, but just being like
if you didn't like each other, why were you riding with him? Or were you guys like seriously mad at each other, or was it
no.
like
no? Yeah, yeah. Somebody
we were flirting. We were courting each other.
You guys were peacocking. That was it.
We're both like cockstrong, like high school wrestlers.
Yeah, right.
And at college, Division I college at the time, it was respectable, not awesome.
He was sitting up on his crown of thorns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And plus, I was a big time stoner at that point in my life.
Yeah,
like,
you really were. Yeah.
You know, I'm glad I you know it's behind me, but you know I wasn't the best person that you know.
I think you were great.
You were the worst person alive too, weren't you?
Well, no, I didn't say that. I just said, I had my flaws.
Well,
you
were pretty ahead of the curve at for that age, I think. You know, to be able to balance everything he was doing still try to have a social life.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Yeah. So you're in California, and now you're back home in Syracuse.
Back home, yeah.
Wrestling D1 in
college.
Wrestling
D1, yep.
Did you have fun juggling all the bullshit? What was that?
I think what happened was, and I hung out with David.
Did you think you were ready for it, looking back?
No, because you know what? I wanted to have fun.
Yeah.
Like I'd done so much, I thought, in a short period of time to get from not knowing anything to being on a Division I team. I thought, like, that was a pretty good accomplishment.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I wanted to experience more, though. You know, living in California, knowing, getting in college and start thinking about, like, you know, I really missed out on a lot. I was out there. I could experience so much more. And then you're like, well, here I'm in college now. Maybe I can kind of open it up here a little bit. And I did. I got into the other side of my life, and I'm glad I did it. And that's what college is. It's part of it.
I'm in a sociology of sports and recreation class right now. It's got a lot of jocks in it. And we have a basketball player, good kid, and a female basketball player. And everybody there pretty much does sports. But I guess when you hear, like, I just asked them out of curiosity, I'm like, what is involved? They fucking practice like 6 hours. It's crazy what they have to do.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And the team has a 3.0 like GPA that they want to keep. Like UVM is good about sports. Like they graduate everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, man, I couldn't imagine having that much responsibility at that age and having to do two-a-days and all that fucking shit.
Yeah. My first semester grades in second were not too good, let me tell you.
Yeah, right.
You know, they were not good.
It's harder with wrestling, too, because you're doing weight cuts.
Oh, the weight cutting was half the reason for the amount of time practicing,
you're always like, you know?
That was part of it, it's one thing to play basketball, which is not hard. I'm not saying it's not hard, but lifting, but, like, if you got to fucking starve yourself and...
that's crazy, it took
man.
A lot. And David caught a lot more than I did. But it definitely takes a toll on you. It does.
Sitting in that sauna today at that gym.
Yeah, right. I know.
It was literally like almost a bad time. Like I wanted to relax in it, but I was like,
can't do it.
Visualizing that fucking
dry mouth
bullshit.
This is the thing about that is that there's some guys who can do it and keep doing it and just who they are, part of life. Some guys like to think outside the box a little bit, and that gets to be fucking annoying after a while. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do it anymore. You know.
Yeah.
it's kind of like, think about how you are in your life right now. Like, you gravitated towards the walk, like, mm-hmm. the call, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're into that, the whole combat,
yeah,
protection,
yeah,
mindset for, yep, yourself, yep, personally. I think Dave and I have always been like that, and,
yeah,
we continue to be like that for the rest of our lives. Whatever arena you're in, you hold yourself, and you can. It's very empowering.
Yeah,
and I think that's where guys like David and I were really best suited in the world for that kind of mindset. Being,
yeah,
part of the team, and it was just a big pain in the ass after a while.
Yeah,
and,
I'm sure,
know,
man.
It just takes the fun out of it.
Well, you can't drink or anything, and it's like, as a kid, you want to like experience some sort of relax.
Yeah.
And at,
yeah,
that, absolutely, time in my life, I was a little bit of a stoner,
yeah, right,
and saw no problem with it. Because I was doing all this other shit, so I would like smoke a little bit of weed, and then all of a sudden I failed a drug test in college.
Yeah, yep.
You know, I'm old.
Yeah. That was a pretty trying time when all that happened.
You know, I'm in class with a bunch of young kids, who are 20, 21, and like, you know, this girl and I were talking the other day in class, and she's like, "Yeah, I a lot of times I'm here, I'm like, I'm hungover tonight." And for me, like, for a second, I'm like, "Man, it's a fucking Wednesday," but I'm in bed 10:30 on Wednesday. But for a second, I'm like, "All right, you're 33." At 20, 21, you'd be out drinking on a fucking Wednesday. So when you're in college,
mm-hmm.
you want to be out trying to bang,
yeah,
chicks,
yeah,
and get drunk and have fun. And,
sure,
to have to fucking keep that energy level up. I mean, that's crazy. It's Wrestling's hard. Crazy in general, just because, like, you have to cut weight, then fight.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
they've changed all those rules immensely. It's still
like
happening.
Yeah, it's like,
but
that,
it's not.
Not like, not the way it was.
You know, you're weighing in an hour before competition right now, right? We used to weigh,
yeah,
in the night before.
Night, yeah.
And so it was just a fucking mad sprint to
just
see how much weight
you could
lose.
For big tournaments, you could.
And weigh in the night before, and then...
And there was a whole way of doing it and culture of guys who had done it and got good at it. It was... And then the creatine got involved, and then we had two guys got killed,
yeah,
sitting in saunas and got all the weight.
Really?
Yeah, and that's,
yeah,
what changed all the rules.
Yeah.
You know, actually, one guy's from our area, Jeff Reese.
Yeah.
Let's give him respect,
Celsa,
right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
State champ.
Yeah, I never knew the kid. I don't know if I've actually ever seen him wrestle, but I knew he had a reputation. He was a badass.
I did. He was. I was on the New York State national,
yeah,
team,
you knew him,
for
you
a few
knew
years,
the kid, yeah,
and he was on it as well.
He was a tough kid, wasn't he?
Yeah,
yeah,
and a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, you're in practice one day cutting weight,
yeah,
just like everybody else.
Yeah,
fuck.
when you heard he died, that was pretty sad. I was like, this fucking sucks.
And then I quit my junior year.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a whole lot.
Fucking, like,
where were
they
you,
changed the rules like,
yeah,
a month.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah,
dude,
right, yeah,
fucking,
yeah.
Where were you at when that happened to you? Like, as far as like in your wrestling career, what was going on either in that time period? If you don't mind me asking,
why I quit?
No,
maybe?
Like, why and where were you at? Like, as far as like, were you competing during the time or?
My freshman year was like the pinnacle year of my competition in wrestling.
Your freshman year?
Yeah, because I started, you know. At one point, I was ranked first in our conference, so I had a successful freshman year.
Yeah, Dave was he's very.
And then
tough,
the,
tough
at the end of my
good,
freshman,
yeah,
career,
very
I got into the our grad assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Saw me coming out of a hotel room on New Year's Eve at a open after a tournament,
mm-hmm.
and the alumni were in there were smoking weed. Now I was smoking weed, but not that point. I wasn't.
Yeah.
And so he fucking saw me walk out of the room and went and told the trainer. And I got met with a drug test when I returned. So then I was suspended and treated like a fucking lunatic. Had to go to counseling. It was awesome. Parents loved it.
I'm sure.
So then, during all that, I had a spike in the amount of THC in my piss. Now, I was peeing once a week.
Oh.
And the amount of spike was like fucking 0.000. You know, it was such a minuscule. But they took my... I couldn't compete at that point.
Yeah.
So my dad, like any good WAP dad, goes out there and talks to the AD... like 3 days before the conferences, and they lift it so I could wrestle.
Yeah.
But I was 18 pounds over.
Oof.
And
yeah,
it was a long, you know, 2.5 days, and I woke up the morning
you
of.
Cut it?
No, I was 7 over the morning of.
Yeah.
And I was fucking done. I was just so beat from losing the first 11 or 10
mm-hmm.
or 9, whatever it was.
That was tough.
That was tough. And I knew I wasn't going to get it. I had like 4 hours and 7 pounds, and I worked out for like an hour and
yeah.
lost like a pound and a half. You know,
yeah.
it was so dry.
How'd you feel when he was off the team? Were you a little bummed? You must have been bummed out, right? I mean,
bummed, but you know what though? Like, it's funny as it sounds, it just started to move away from me even at that point with the team, because we had been such good friends. Like, it didn't even fucking matter.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
just,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you're not doing anymore, man. You know, I'd always been schooled in my family to keep things fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's not fun anymore, you don't do it.
Yeah.
You just don't do it.
So yeah. my sophomore year was like my red shirt year,
yeah.
where I did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then my junior, I started back up, And that was just, I had to see a counselor to wrestle. I had to get drug tested once a week.
Oof.
And I just was like, you know, this is fucking bullshit. Like, I'm representing your school. I'm not going, my grades had gotten better.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to smoke a small amount of herb.
Just to probably take the edge off of how fucking shitty it felt.
You know, and like, I can't fall asleep because I'm hungry. You know,
some people vilify the pot smoker. And it's somebody who maybe who drinks and has never smoked or had a bad experience with smoking or never smoked pot. I mean, all these different scenarios you think about, but like, you have no justification for telling somebody if they like to smoke marijuana that it's a bad thing.
And I'm glad it's past me now and I'm not really into that kind of shit. But at that point, I was, so it's like, whatever.
You know, I don't know. I just think a lot of times we try to tell people how to live their lives and it's wrong.
One drug is good and one drug is bad. You can say one is bad, but yet you can hand people pharmaceuticals like they're going out of style. Yeah. And so it's really 90 just
fucking side effects.
Yep. And that are super addictive. So it's really just, you know, pick your poison type of thing.
And if you look at, but even go even one step further, I agree with you 100%. Yep. It's just, how can you tell somebody what they can and can't do with their own body?
Their
own, you know? If you choose to go down a road that's dark and mysterious, but then turns, you know, evil and sad and, you know, you hurt somebody. Like, you did that to your free will. You chose to do that. And you can't protect people from themselves.
Yeah.
And
it almost makes you think, if that's a route you want to take, that there might be something
you're never gonna
out of balance
people.
Anyway in the first place that'll make you want to...
You know, if we really want to enlighten people and progress and have so much more for more people, is to stop trying to protect them all the damn time and let them evolve, let the stories pass down, let people...
It goes back to, if we can, get them up. Breathe them up.
If we can't get them up, breathe them up. Prima Nocta.
Prima Nocta. Reference to the title.
So, after college, you don't want to go back to Cali? You don't want to go somewhere warm?
You know, I was, I thought I was in love at the time. I had taken a little bit.
What was his name? Was he cute?
Yeah. I'm just kidding. Oh, Freddy. He had the glutes of a Billy Goat.
Well, he must work out.
I don't even know what that means, but.
So you were in love at the time?
I was, I was, so I felt like I had to keep going with the girl I was with at the time, and instead of living in Syracuse, coming back home and being with family, after Syracuse, went to Edinburgh, Pennsylvania. There's another story some other time. Went to Pittsburgh with her and lasted there a couple of years, and then eventually came back home.
So you live in Pittsburgh?
Live in Pittsburgh, yeah.
And you're a Steeler fan?
Yeah, I am now. I have to live in that city. But yeah, why? How could you not be? It's so infectious. It's like,
me too,
it
man.
It grows on you. Like, that's a great area. It is.
My girl was out there, and that's what she says. She's just like, you can't help but
fall in love with
Pittsburgh. With the Steelers when you're there.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole area. How's the rest of it though? Pittsburgh, is it pretty cool?
Yeah,
is
it's a beautiful city. It really is. It's got it's very picturesque. You wouldn't believe it the way it's situated on the peninsula.
River. She worked at Soba. Remember a place called Soba? Asian. Oh.
Massage.
No, it was like an Asian restaurant, like a Thai Asian or something like that.
Mineral oils,
right? half hour, 20 for a half hour, 40 for.
Make sure 45. I get that address before we.
Absolutely.
Very important. Yeah, so that was a good spot on the map. I recommend people getting down there and checking it out. There's it's very white in Pittsburgh though. It's one thing you do notice about that town. Very, very white town.
The Yinzer population in here. Yinzers, is that the town?
You know the Yinzers.
Yeah, man.
Yinz guys in that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got their whole lingo down there.
Really?
Yeah.
They got the whole thing.
It's kind of like the over there. The upstate New York.
Yeah. Come on down,
Yinz guys in that. You gotta come down to Pittsburgh in that.
Yeah.
Yinz guys. It's really weird, man.
You know, mullets and shit.
God bless them. You know, they got their own thing going on, but
I was there one time at 18, and I thought it was pretty cool. I for some reason driving there, I thought it was gonna be like a rundown kind of beat. I don't know why.
How about that ride from Utica? I fish played there when I was in high school. I lied to my parents and told them I was going to check out of college. Which the fact that they even thought that I was checking out, I couldn't spell cat. I have this girl write my mother's name saying he needs to get out of school. And the girl spells my mother's name.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
So they bring me in. They're like, but Mr. Ackler was like, you know, and I'll say his name because he can fucking suck it. But he's like, look, we know this isn't your mother. You're not. He goes, if you leave this school today, you will be suspended. And like the tickets are like burning in my pocket. I'm like, I'm not gonna leave. My word is my bond. My word is my bond. Go to lunch. Get the throughaway 20 minutes later. But the ride was fucking 19 hours later. We're not even anywhere near Pennsylvania. That was my only time in Pittsburgh. But I got suspended. Was it worth the show? It was a great time. I got suspended. And then we went Pittsburgh, Buffalo, and then like Albany or something. Yeah, and I came home. Trip. I went with for a whole weekend. I'm like, oh man. I'm gonna see greens.
Is dead sausage.
Dead sausage?
Yeah.
It's gonna be, oh, sorry guys.
But yeah, I would love to go. Actually, I put my name in the raffle for this trip. Palomalo was doing it all paid.
Yeah, right.
Thing for the Eagles, and I lost.
The fart reminded me of one of our sponsors is the My Pet Fart.
Yes,
which absolutely. You can put orders on our website.
Okay.
Actually, My Pet Fart. So that website's not up and running, but the idea of the My Pet Fart is just My Pet Rock. It's a fart. All
right.
It's a rock that farts randomly at times. You can't have no control over it, so you never know what's going to fart. Actually a brilliant little piece of machinery, and they're like $10. But check out My Pet Fart. Sorry about
is that. Is it like a .com?
No, they don't have a website yet, but they can get them. They can put the request through the Prima Nocta Facebook thing.
Yeah, and by the way, Prima Nocta Facebook is already up. We're going to be doing more to it. Twitter is going to be coming out soon, and
so personally, not good for the Facebook for the podcast.
Yeah, it'd be good. You know, if you think about the thing is about Twitter that I'm you know, quirky from Life Goes On. I thought whatever I put out there, everybody's fucking hearing.
Mm-hmm.
But for a long time, and then my brother rained on my parade. He's like, you know, bro, you got to have followers. So like those six people that you follow are the only people seeing your funny tweet. So I was like, fuck. But Facebook, when I cut my fucking account, I had like 900 friends, dude.
Yeah.
So I think Facebook to advertise shit is a little bit better than Twitter. Although Twitter is good if you can get a little ball rolling. But it's tough to get fucking like retweeted and shit. Sometimes I'll drop a great joke and I think it's going to be great. Nobody retweets it like if I tweet at somebody. So I try to mix it up.
You just
got to
keep going with it.
You got to keep grinding. You write something funny, just put it out there. Or something to think about.
It's all about the branding.
What was I going to ask you? Nice. Oh, so what are you following for politics these days? I mean, do you even pay attention to this shit? Are you interested or not interested?
Yeah, no, I mean, where do you go with that?
Wait, before we get to politics, because that'll just eat up time, the Hogan sex tape.
Did you see the Hulk Hogan sex tape?
What's going on
with the Hogan? I didn't see it.
I did.
So, did you see it really? Listen,
it's fucking great.
Is it staged?
No.
He didn't know it's there.
I don't know if he knew it was there or not. The way he was, listen, let me tell you something. Let me just paint a picture for you guys. I guarantee you guys all liked WWF when you were kids, right?
Absolutely.
I dressed as the Ultimate Warrior at the Odd.
Of course you did.
Okay. Like, seeing Hogan in that light, it's like, when my brother called me and told me about it, we were laughing so fucking hard.
Because
it's like, it's in like black and white, and it's kind of from a distance, but it's him, it's all from behind, his like, getting blown, like standing up at a bed, and he's like playing with like the, he's like, he's only got the hair like ring, and he's like doing like this with it as he's getting blown.
Yeah.
And he turns it aside, and you see his like weird bent boner. It's the whole thing. And at one point, he's like, oh God, I ate like a fucking pig. You know what I mean? And you're like, that's something like I would say at Christmas. You know, like I think he had to stop, and then she's like riding him for a sec, and I'm. It's so bizarre and
weird.
Like funny, and I don't think it was like.
I feel bad for him. I heard an interview, the Howard Stern interview was fucking great.
Was he pissed about it being out?
I could be wrong and have no idea what they're thinking in the business. And, you know, I don't see how he's gonna get any gain in publicity.
Yeah, dude, because
it
was nothing about it. Was like I put a deal like this. If that was you and that was floating all over the place, you'd be up in the Himalayas fucking herding goats right now. Okay? They'd be like, whatever happened to Leone? I'd be like, yeah, I guess he just went Kerouac. I would be like, oh my. Hey, dude, he says, like, I gotta stop fucking because I ate like a fucking fat pig. You know? Like, would you want that out there? He's wheezing. You know what I mean? Like, and he's like, he's all
tanned,
his ass. My brother says his ass looked like two chicken cutlets because he's got like no ass. He's all upper body.
No
he's
ass.
Like brown tan here, and then his ass is like white like that. The whole it was such a menagerie, and it's just everywhere. Everybody's watching
and
it.
And you know what though?
We
all look like that when we have.
Oh,
he already ever has no clothes on. You know, that,
absolutely,
right? We're all. But you know, you feel bad for the guy. Yeah. You know, somebody puts that something so intimate out there, and you know.
Well, everything looked like it fell apart for him anyway. Like, yeah. Not that I watched his show much, but like he split with his old lady, and like everything looked like it kind of got, like his daughter's hot, but at times from certain angles it looks like the Hulkster. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course you're always gonna get that boy.
Then I think his son killed. Everything kind of fell apart.
That's not his. I don't think it's his fault that shit happened. That's his kids.
He's the Hulkster. I'll always be a Hulkamaniac.
Gone wild.
Thunder lips.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
However, I would never want that out there.
No doubt.
Can't do it.
But yeah.
So how many people you'll see dressed as Hulk Hogan this year for Thanksgiving?
I hope a lot. I hope. Did you say for Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving. I'm sorry. I totally meant Christmas.
The pilgrims at Little Rock. What was Little Rock? Plymouth Rock?
Little Rock.
The pilgrims at Little Rock were all dressed like Hulkamaniacs. What are you guys doing for Halloween? What do you do out in Syracuse when you go out?
You know,
where do you go out?
I go all the joints, man. You know, all five boroughs, right? I just know everybody all over the place.
Syracuse is one of those areas that if you were to drop me in Syracuse and say, find your way out, they'd find me like under a bush going, calling for my mom.
Why is that?
Because I never spent, my cousins lived in Liverpool, and if it went there, it was like I was a kid, and like we would just like stay with them. I don't know where the fuck I am when I'm
there. Really?
Yeah. If I ever, I've gone to Tai Chi a few times.
Yeah, sure.
I have to have Dan meet me at 34 and fucking like take me in.
You're ridiculous. We couldn't even get here. You grew up in this area.
Yeah, you are pretty tough with directions, bro. I couldn't fucking.
A freaking 20-point manifesto on how to get here.
You guys got to realize. We were more Utica. Like, I didn't spend a lot of time out this way. So, like,
over here?
I'm always getting off.
Down one route, bro.
Oh, skeeters are out here.
Well, it's true. We were East Utica. I'm always like, you go into the Utica exit, you go up past where the hotel, you know, where my grandfather used to stay when he came to town. Then you go up our old street on Albany Street. It's like I have the same route that I go. That's why if I go to Herkimer,
forget it.
I was like fucking backwards, man. Yeah, we never went that way.
Who the hell goes out that way?
We were grease balls. It's like I told you before. We never did any hunting or trapping. That's why I have no survival skills. I can tell you how, you know, Italianness goes. I never did any hunting. He was like a skeeter wild. But these parts, although it did look familiar to me, there was a road rally was out there.
Maybe.
The other year I think you guys ran it. Some of these roads looked familiar.
We should plug the Utica Road Rally because that'll be coming up in a year.
I never have anything to do with it, so why don't you let these guys know what it is?
Well, I'll talk to you more about it later, but because we just had it this year, actually.
Who won?
The 11th one. We had one of the families. I took an oath not to say any family names.
Okay.
But they were repeat winners because once you win a road rally, you can win them again.
Really,
you know,
quickly.
It's Utica versus Vermont. It's a game of precision with driving.
You have a map to follow.
No, you actually don't have a map.
Well, why don't you fucking tell people? What are you being a mute for?
I'm not being a mute. I just don't think anybody gives a fuck. But I'm telling you right now, the road rally does kick ass. And you're going to have to listen to find out more about it. I'll talk about it later. Because it's far away.
What's that game? You spin the dial and everybody puts their feet on, you know, red dot. And
Twister.
It's like hippie Twister in cars. That's what it kind of reminds me of.
I got no
patience for it.
I got to
tell
you the truth.
They
want
to. You got to go this route. You got to see this thing and you take a picture. Or you get the water from the well. Or
well, listen.
You know
if you're not smart and can't think analytically, it's really hard for you.
Look, I'm just gonna bust your balls about.
I just think it's a game of precision.
Who does the road rally? No, but God bless the folks for doing it. And everybody who's involved in it. I mean, that's
we had an art auction this year. We raised a whole bunch of money for.
Did you really?
Upstate.
Yeah, man, it's cool shit.
I swear to God, we raised almost $600.
Who's art?
There's a couple high school pieces from people who were in high school. There's a really nice Utica Fish poster framed with a ticket. Nice. And there was the guy, you know the guy who does Obey?
Yeah.
That shit?
Yeah.
One of the guys had a print of his. I think it was him.
Sold it at the road rally?
We got $100 we made $600 on like... Mm-hmm. 6-7 pieces of shit
and donate it all. I mean,
pieces
that's
of shit, exactly.
How admirable is that? That's just grassroots as grassroots as you can get.
Yeah, you just want
to help out. You know?
And the house is, you know, it's a house for kids that have
all sorts of
disabilities.
That's awesome.
That's great.
I don't want to say the name of it, but
why not?
It's Upstate Cerebral Palsy.
Well, that's fabulous.
That's
absolutely
great.
You can say that. Like, I think we're all
because
really
I just
nice
don't want to be talking about smoking cock later and being having.
Well, that doesn't mean that you're not supporting cerebral palsy. That you're a cerebral palsy. Cerebral palsy. That you're a pole smoker.
I, I think that at some point maybe you gotta reduce the rhetoric as time goes on with all this, but find your voice now, man. Just have fun with it. Give a shit. Say what you want to say. Plug what you want to plug.
Absolutely.
You used to be uncomfortable in that space, you know, and then, but. You know, you don't want to talk about smoking pole all the time, but
listen, if it's just funny to say pole is part of the conversation.
It's kind of funny to say it though, because you know, it's funny to say.
He's a hunter. You a hunter?
No, I'm not opposed to it. I would love to hunt. It's one of those. It's on the short list of things to do. Do you know what I mean?
I wish I knew how to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. You just gotta get
go fucking sit in the goddamn woods.
No, there's some expertise to it. You should know what you're doing before you go out there. I think. I wish I knew how to do it. I don't know if I would do it more than I just wish I had the skills to do it.
We actually, after the road rally is done, if this isn't, say, what a freaking redneck, we had fucking the guns out and we're shooting clays in the backyard of where.
Was anybody connecting?
Oh, yeah. Crust hit one on her first try.
Actually. Did she really?
Yeah.
Is she hooked now?
Nah, I don't know. I got it on video, actually. It's hysterical watching girls fire shotguns at
just is great.
Because
just,
they're like, just holding them, you know, morons. And,
that's great.
You can't look at now. This is the one thing I'm gonna tell you guys. You can't be talking about the girls the way you guys talk about the girls. The morons, the whores. You come on, really? Well, I'm a softie. I mean, you can't be talking about the girls like that, though. I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, when you got a girl with a gun in their hand and they fucking shoot Clay, this wasn't my wife, by the way.
You can't see.
And they turn around and and their husband's like, "Whoa, you gotta always make sure you point the fucking thing back."
That's a dumbass
move. You know, that's basic that's an gun experience. Safety is exactly what you need to learn. That wasn't the venue of it. It made me a little nervous, but I mean, we still were onto it.
You should definitely have gun safety.
Yeah, if you have a buckshot, that ain't too bad. If it's like, you know, 30 yards out, 40 yards out.
Dude, buckshot. No, a buckshot's not too bad at close range. No.
Listen, if you're 10 feet away and you take a nice game load to the face, it's no big deal.
Face. I want to hit it, you know, off to the side or something.
Right, I want to take some buckshot close distance at the road rally, you know? Because I trust one of these morons to drive me to the fucking hospital after that.
Now, that's a good time.
Yes. No, but gun safety, definitely. When I got my piece, my brother took me all through the house the right way.
Oh, I gotta say too about the road rally, we had Might of Tiffany donated a lamp, because if you donate money to an organization, they will give you a nice piece of art.
Did you have 12 people there? Did everybody get stuck behind
there? There was like probably 28, 29 people.
Imagine
that. So you invited some people that I don't even really know.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's open invitation, anyone can go, which is why I'll, you know, as we get closer to it in the podcast, I'll definitely mention it.
Because
we have a thing with Vermont, because there's Vermonters that do it,
yeah.
And they've only won it once, because we have the home field advantage. Yeah, even though when they did it there, we still won it and brought it back. But we're a little bit smarter than the Vermonters, so.
Yeah. Which is kind of. He says it to me like, A, I give a fuck, or B, like, you probably are. Knowing some of them, you're definitely smarter.
I just want everybody to know that Leone thinks Vermont people are really nice folks. I enjoy them immensely. Yeah, I don't side with anything.
No. Look, I live up there.
I love Vermont folks.
It's
I want to go on everybody.
I'm only joking, because I'm not smart, and I can make fun of people who are smarter than me and say they're not.
Whoa. So you never even answered before, so.
What's that?
As far as politics.
Oh, the politics, Rob.
What do you like?
This is my new thing now. This is my new thing. I try to get everyone to kind of think. No D or R's anymore. And I try to say it just like that, because it's all the same flavor.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's all different. It's all ice cream. Maybe the flavor's a little different. But you get what I'm saying, right?
Right.
It's like you vote one in, it's still going to be the same.
It's the same thing.
I really think that this time period in our country, where it's time to bring a third alternative to the table.
Yeah.
A viable third alternative that our generation, people a little bit younger than us, maybe people a little bit older, start to say, you know what? We don't have to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We can actually vote people out of office. I mean, it's that basic. And everybody you talk to says the same damn thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's about the budget, about people, you know, wanting too much from government services. It's the nanny state. It's the morally, you know, parties getting involved with how people live, you know, philosophies, like, time out, whoa, can't we all just live the way that we want to live? And at the same time, have a governing body that's just not intrusive.
Well, take the personal agenda out of what everybody wants and make the agenda be a better world instead of a better society, a better world, a better country, compared to, like, one group kind of getting fucked and the other one being good, or vice versa.
Well, that,
I also think we need more equality around the world too, because I mean, I think if people are always going to fucking, people are always going to hate the people who have shit when they're living in fucking dirt, you know? And I think there shouldn't be people with a fucking yacht the size of a Carnival cruise liner, and then people in them, like the Middle East, fucking living like with dirt.
I think you're always going to have people who are bitter when they're getting fucked over constantly, and it should be, I mean, not to be like completely.
There's people in the Middle East that are living better than, you know. Dude, there's families out there that are living.
Totally, bro, but there's a lot of bad too, you know. And look, I'm not trying to be, you know, I understand it, that that's a thing, hard thing to accomplish, but I think that you're always going to have bitterness if one small, well, huge group is kind of getting screwed and then a smaller group is is living fucking fat, and, you know, I don't think that this should be that uneven.
But even to get to that point you're talking about, the equality scale, get it closer to one, right?
Yeah.
Right, for everybody. You got to start in your own backyard. You start in your own backyard, and I think for us, the most attainable thing, right, talking about our options right now, is everybody kind of stand up and say, enough's enough.
Mm-hmm.
And want to take care of the things you can take care of.
Yeah.
I think if you do get a third party in there, I would like to see that one thing is term limits. Now, if you get term limits involved, now you can start really changing the big paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
Because people can't perpetuate these jobs and make it more of a career type of thing.
Yeah.
Then I think as you start to roll back some of these overarching regulations and start to limit some of the power of these agencies,
mm-hmm.
as you start to get the mindset going towards the collective or back to the individual, I think you'll spread the equality that you're talking about further out. But I think it starts really at that level for us personally. I mean, having a great blog and you know, writing good poetry is really not gonna bring the masses to that point.
People need to see some action.
Are the masses that motivated, or are we just surrounded with people, like-minded people, that we feel like the masses are?
Yeah, right. I know. That's a great question. That's a great question.
There's some people who are really turned into like seeing. I mean, you know, you got a guy like our last guest, Pete. You know, he sees the world in a different way. Now, to some people, it might be extreme, but to some people, it's not. And I think a lot of people walk around. You don't have to be to that limit. But there's also like a level of blindness where people are like give you know, just sucked into their television and sucked into their to this bullshit every day, and that the world is fucking turning around them and they're not really looking around to see,
right,
you know, and
distractions.
So I just think that, you know,
and their decisions are based on media fucking that
being
is
pretty much,
know,
told what to do or what their religion tells them to do, and you know, I'm not putting down any of that stuff. I just think that like some people are blind to like what goes around in the world, and I'm not even saying I'm full of knowledge, but I have a little bit more than some average.
And
you're
interested to see what those, how big those strata are, the people who are like we're talking about, and how everything we're doing right now, we're staying connected and talking about major things on this particular topic. You know, hopefully about lesbians later. But
would you get in a relationship with a blind chick?
It's funny, because
why have you?
I don't know if I could. I had an interaction with a blind girl the other day. I mean, I'll just tell the story.
Please do.
And it's like, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back kind of story. Just this is my interaction with a blind person recently.
Let's
okay?
hear it.
I go to this, it's an entrepreneur talking about his business.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually Matt Cummings, and he has the business Terrakey in
mm-hmm.
downtown Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a fantastic job of laying his life out in the line using actually a Facebook timeline. It was kind of neat how he did it.
Yeah.
Go through the years. And he explained even everything, you know, we talk about my middle school and
yep.
he did the same thing. His story compared to my story was like, oh shit, this guy really accomplished. But, and he was focused. But anyways, we go to watch him talk in this nice venue, and I'm actually walk into the room and I sit next to the blind girl. She's got the dog, and they're up front.
She hot?
She was. I was gonna say she's a beautiful girl. Yes, and all women are beautiful.
He's so polite. You're like the female's police.
Yeah.
Look, you're not a sexist.
I'm just saying.
Was she hot, or was
she
beautiful person? Means
she
was
a nice girl. She wasn't a big girl. How about that? So she had that going for her, which is nice.
All right, so she looked like Teddy Bruce.
she whatever. And so there's this benefit that's coming up. It's called Hops for Hopes. It's in Syracuse. It's to benefit one of the cancer societies. It's coming up in a couple weeks. It's at the Budweiser Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
125 ticket. Get in the door.
Yeah.
Great cause. Check it out. And so they, part of the door prize was to get that ticket to that venue. And so the...
He took her card.
The basket. Listen. Listen. The basket's coming around, back around this way. There's two guys over
it's like
there.
Beer juice.
Listen. There's a two guys to the left of me. There's the empty chair. There's her. The dog up front. There's me. Dog comes over, smells my balls. I'm dealing with the basket that's getting now passed to me because she doesn't know it's coming to her.
He smelled Slim Jims, by the way.
It was a meaty surprise for him. He had no idea.
A meaty surprise.
And then, so here comes the basket. I'm like, honey, what's your name? I'm going to put it on. I'll take it for you.
Look,
and
I think your voice went to Sex Panther, too.
I did. I get right down to it. I go, honey, just real quick. Let me get your name real quick.
Oh, my God.
But I didn't ask for a number, though. But this, I wrote it down on the card. I'm actually a massage therapist.
Yeah. She uses the force?
Was talking to her a little bit before. Massage therapist. Moves up to Syracuse area from out of the area. Whatever.
Yeah.
Figure that one out.
She thought it was a lot nicer in Syracuse.
Liz. Well, she lived in the Valley. And the Valley is not like the nicest part of town. But you're like... But the balls of this girl to go all the way across town and to get on the bus, I think, and then get into this venue.
That's insane.
Like,
that's
one of the most insane. You're like, holy fucking shit. Are you kidding me? Like, God bless. Young girl, doesn't know anybody. She's like, I just want to meet some people. And I'm like, come, give me a hug. I love you. So I'm like,
that's got to be one. I mean, it's one thing if you can't hear, and that's got to suck. Yeah. You know? But to not be able to see,
it's terrible.
All over the place in Burlington.
Yep.
You're like, man, you can't
how do you do
fucking
it?
See a thing.
There was a kid who wrestled around us when we were in high school who was blind and he had to start with contact. He was pretty good.
Yeah, he was a fucking good guy. He was a really good jiu-jitsu guy the same way.
Yeah, I had one of those fights. I had the wrestle with those guys. But this, so this girl, okay, honey, what's your name? So I write the name down on the ticket, right? I pass it around. And then, so eventually, they go to pick the name and it's Janet, right next to me. I think her name is Janet. And she went, she was, oh my God. That's me. And then I go to myself, I go, oh my God, that's you. You won. Like, after she already stood up, and I'm like, well, of course it's her. I don't, people think like I always thought that maybe she was dumb and she didn't know that she actually won or something.
Right, right. You were just
happy. Why is she helping her so much?
I don't know. I was so happy that, like, that had happened because, like, just the basket got pushed and I just signed mine, just handed it off. Then she never, you know,
you're like, I'll walk you to the stage. And she put her hand on your cock. Here, grab this. Oh, sorry.
Is that the reins? Am I seeing eye dog? No, that's fine.
Before we get going,
I want to have Leonie back soon. I enjoyed it. I'm sorry we got to cut it a little bit shorter today.
Yeah, you know, we got
kids downstairs.
And the Yankees are playing, and we want to see what's going on with them.
Yeah. We said an hour. You guys are going to have to just wait, you know.
But the next time, we won't get into it now, but I hear there was a double teaming that happened in Syracuse. So down the road, we need to go unlock that vault.
Okay, Oprah.
I'm Dr. Phil. I want to hear about that. And
it wasn't my fault. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for it to happen.
But you know, Mike, we want to thank you for being
on.
And we're gonna be doing these more, especially when we come out of this area. We'd love to have you back on, dude. Talking about life, and you're a soul brother, and you're out there in the world.
That's it.
It sounds like you're up to doing a lot of good shit, man. And we appreciate that.
Loved having you here, buddy.
So. Prima Nocta Podcast would like to thank everybody for listening. You can find this on iTunes and Facebook, and it's going to be Prima Nocta on Facebook and Twitter coming really soon. We appreciate it. We're dialing this motherfucker in, so be ready for a lot more shows in the future. Thank you. We love you. Peace.
Peace, people.